What is up, Better Doctors? Welcome to the Better Pill Podcast.
If you are a struggling pre-med, med student, clerk, intern, or resident, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about high yield and only high yield topics, which will help you in your journey to become better.
Better students,
better interns,
better doctors.
We are Adrian and Mike, your hosts for this podcast.
Before anything else, go and grab a glass of water because it's time for another dose of the Better Pill.
What's up, Better Doctors? We are back.
Yes.
Medyo na-extend lang yung holiday break natin, bro, no? Because ang daming ganap. But we are back for another year and another set of fresh episodes. Tama ba, bro?
Yes, bro, no? So, galing tayo sa holiday season na puro kainan. Puro walwal, mm-hmm. no? So, ang usual na tendency natin, magkaroon ng New Year's resolution. And one of that is to become a healthy person in the coming year.
Yes.
Actually, guilty ako dito, bro, eh. Kasi every year, ang resolution ko, mag-bodybuilding, mag-pull-ups. Pero hanggang ngayon, ang hirap pa rin ako magpalaki ng katawan and mga kinakain ko. Kung ano lang, mga junk food, etc.
Yeah, and alam mo, bro, issue talaga sa atin, no? As doctors, parang issue talaga yung healthy living. We promote healthy living, healthy habits to our patients. But it's ironic na tayo mismo, we find it hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle, right?
Yes, both physical and mental, bro, no? For example, kasi tayo, as doctors, lagi tayong kapos sa oras. Wala tayong time para mag-exercise, gumawa ng mga activities na nag-enjoy para sa atin. Kaya ang result, nagkakaroon tayo ng sedentary lifestyle and stress eating, blah, blah, blah.
That's so true, bro. In fact, nung med school, nagdo-dorm ako, no? And it's very convenient to just eat sa Jollibee or sa McDonald's as opposed to really preparing food sa dorm with my own two hands. So usually, dun tayo sa convenient kasi marami pa tayong workload sa school or sa hospital.
Yeah, speaking of convenience, bro, no? For example, meron tayong 1 hour na break. Imbis na mag-exercise tayo, itutulog na lang natin, no? So, ayun, no? So, ito mga myth natin, bro. Perfect tong guest natin for today kasi yung mga myth natin na binanggit natin, na-debunk niya lahat. So, fit na fit talaga tong guest natin for this episode, bro, no?
Yes, that's right, bro. Hindi lang siya fit na fit for this episode today kasi literally, fit na fit din siya.
Yes, bro. So, introduce ko na ba ang ating speaker for today?
Yes, bro. Please do the honors.
So, our speaker for today graduated at the Ateneo with a degree of BS Biology. Then, she took her Doctor of Medicine program at the St. Luke's College of Medicine. Recently, she just finished her ophthalmology training at the St. Luke's Medical Center where she served as the chief resident. Aside from being a doctor, other activities include being a rhythmic cycling coach and a practitioner of veganism. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Stephanie Someda. Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Hello to everyone listening.
Hi, Steph. We are super fortunate to have you with us today on our little podcast. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So before anything else, no, can you just give us a little introduction about yourself, Steph, for our listeners?
Okay, well, introduce myself. This is like so hard. Parang interview. job interview. Okay. So, hi, my name is Steph. I just finished my ophthalmology residency, as Mike has have mentioned. And I'm currently preparing for my diplomate exam this April. Something about me. I love animals. We have a corgi named Crumpy and a cat named Blue and another cat named Chifu. So, we have a lot of animals. I'm also vegan. And so that means I don't consume or use anything from animals, and I have the tendency to clean and organize things. You know, that's my little obsession. And I also like working out. So as mentioned, I'm an indoor cycling instructor in Paragon.
Wow. Okay, idol ko na si Steph, bro. I also have a cat, by the way. His name is Bart Persian.
Oh, Persian. Oh my God, that's so cute.
So you said you were the chief resident, no? Past, immediate past chief resident ba of?
Back in 2020, during the pandemic. So it's very different. It's very different because it's the pandemic. So the things I expected to do as a chief resident wasn't exactly what I did at that time.
Oh yeah, kasi talagang iba yung setup no during that time.
Yes.
And hindi tayo sanay sa ganong setup no. Na online, na konti yung patients, and yeah, may COVID. So, kakaiba talaga yung nangyari kay Steph, no?
Exactly. So,
yes.
Just a little, about being chief resident. What was it like being the chief resident during the pandemic season? And what were the challenges that you faced?
Yun. So it was very different from what I would actually see from the past chief resident. So I was expecting mainly a lot of admin work. Also, we did have a lot of admin work. So I was coordinating with our hospital admin, represented by the hospital chief, with regards to mobilizing manpower, because it was in the midst of the pandemic. So that was when we started doing teletriage of the ER patients, since we were trying to lessen the exposure of all our healthcare workers. So that's what we coordinated with our consultants and the different departments. Also, 2020 was, I guess, the year of Zoom lectures. So we had to stay in our homes and limit exposure. So just to increase the learning and not waste time, we had to schedule all these lectures with different consultants. And also back in 2020, we still had, fortunately, the postgraduate course. So that was one thing we had to plan out. So basically a lot of admin work, I guess. And you're always on your phone, on Viber, as a chief resident.
So, you know, 2020 was like a year of resilience, bro, no?
Yeah, and adjustment.
Especially yeah.
You made it. Congrats.
Yes, thank you. I don't know how, pero thankfully I did. So I think there was a lot of factor yung me working out because we were stuck in our home. So yun talaga, I really spent a lot of time working out, taking care of myself, eating right. So
speaking of working out, yeah, let's go there.
Speaking of working out and eating right, no, Steph, how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle?
Healthy lifestyle, okay. I think that's pretty relative for everyone. But for me, what actually kept me sane during the whole pandemic is having a workout routine and also preparing my own food, which I enjoy a lot. I Instagram it and post it a lot that time. So it was July of 2020, actually, when my fiance and my parents bought me my own indoor cycling bike. So it was for my birthday. It was a birthday gift. And that's when I started taking cycling classes via Zoom, since we're all in lockdown. So Paragon fortunately had an online class. And then since then, I got so hooked to indoor cycling and have been doing it almost every single day to the point that I became an instructor. So that was the start of my indoor cycling journey.
Sorry, Steph. Ano yung Paragon ba? What's that?
So Paragon is one of the indoor cycling studios here in Manila. So we have actually several. We have Ride Revolution, we have Electric Studio, and Paragon is one of them. So I joined Paragon, and then because I loved it so much, became an instructor.
Unsponsored to, ah? Hindi to.
No, it's not sponsored.
So you became an instructor on top of being chief resident. Tama ba? Magkasabay yun?
No, I became chief 2020. I became an instructor last year, 2021.
Oh, okay. I see.
So,
wow.
That was after. Yes.
So, what...
Grabe yung...
Prior to cycling, you were into working out na. like prior to July 2020 when you got your indoor bike?
Yes, actually, I'm such a workout junkie. Like even back in med school, I tried different things. But the thing is, you know, I know some people go to the gym, work out. For me, that never worked out for me because I get bored or parang I have to have a program, and paying for a personal trainer costs a lot. And we were med students who don't have enough money. So I usually go to classes. So I tried a lot. I tried a lot of things. I tried CrossFit. I tried pole dancing, which I was hooked onto during med school because parang... It's a different kind of high also if you achieve a certain move or a certain trick on the pole. So it's that kind of achievement you have that reinforces you to just keep going back. So yeah, so I tried pole dancing, I tried aerial silk, aerial hoop, a lot of aerial stuff. Mga buwis buhay. Anyway, yeah.
Gymnast para tong si Chief.
Ni naman. But yeah, I also love dancing even back in college. So. But then, you know, as you grow older, we're not that, you know, physically inclined to move the same way as we did back then. So, yeah, more of fitness. And then during the start of the lockdown, since we were at home and I didn't have any bike then, so I do like home workout videos, which was very inexpensive. It's actually free because it's on YouTube. So that's what I did and followed every day to keep me sane and healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice point, no? That's a nice point, bro, na that Steph made. That you, when you think of physical fitness, kasi the first thing that comes to mind is the gym, lifting weights, the treadmill. Pero there are a lot of other avenues, there are a lot of other activities which you can try. Parang hanapin mo kung anong... which suits you best. Marami kasing activities you can choose from eh. Hindi lang gym na yun yung usual, no? So, for the med students out there, and you don't have to pay a lot naman. In fact, Steph said, marami naman right now, no? Maraming free courses or videos
meron
online.
Sa YouTube.
You
can, yeah, yeah, sa YouTube. Sa Google, yeah. Tsaka aside from that, bro. Aside from that pala, sorry. Ano? yung myth natin pala as medical students, parang waste of time yung exercise kasi minsan tumatagal na 1 hour, ganun. So, ang tanong ko kay Steph, how do you make time for exercise? Nababawasan ba yung time for study mo or...
Time for sleep?
Kaya naman talaga siya.
Nababawasan
time for
ba?
Sleep. Oh. Oh.
How often do you... let's go back to med school. How often did you work out? Did you work out every day or did you really have a regular schedule or... Depende lang sa free time. Kung wala masyado exams, then you work out or ganun.
Actually, so it's a good question because it depends. So as med students, we have schedules, right? So if it's not exam week or any point close to exams, then I do have a schedule based on the pole class schedule because they have schedules. So I think that was like MWF. And Saturday, so those days I'll be in the pole studio for sure. And usually it's at night because they cater also to working people, even students. So the classes are at night right after all your classes. So it's a very, very good schedule that worked out for me. And then if I do have exams, that's when I have a little break from working out because I have to focus on studying. But then that usually like take a week or two lang naman. So then after that, I resume to working out.
Yeah.
So it really depends on your schedule, bro, no?
Yeah, you have to be flexible naman with your schedule. But yeah. I think the important thing lang is consistency ba?
Yes.
Kailangan...
Agree.
Like, you should make it part of your routine talaga.
Routine,
and
no?
You adjust na lang depending on your academic load, no? Kasi sometimes, syempre, pag exam week... dapat mag-aaral ka din. You cannot sacrifice your study time kasi important yun.
Yes.
But then you go back naman after. So, tip for our med students.
What happens ba, Steph, if you don't exercise for 1 week? Parang nanghihina ka ba? Wala ka ba sa mood?
Well, what ba? Parang, I don't know, but my body just really craves for that exercise. I don't know, maybe it's the endorphins. It makes you happy, you know, like right after you work out or do something physical, any physical activity, your body releases endorphins. Yeah. And that's a happy hormone, makes you happy. So maybe that's my endorphin craving body telling me to, you know, you gotta work out or something. But yeah, it's like something that I really, really look for if I don't do it.
Related to that question, what personal benefits did you see? No? Especially during med school, ano ba yung benefits na nabigay nung working out sa med school life mo?
Less burnout ka ba? Less stress? Like other...
Yes. For me, that actually, it's just 1 hour. So that 1 hour for me is very precious because it's the time for me to de-stress, think about anything non-med related, and just, you know, focus on trying to do something to make me healthy or physically fit, or even to achieve like a specific move or a specific skill. So for me, that's what kept me sane and prevented me from burning out, because, you know, med school is really hard. You have to study, you have to give your 100% on top of being also competitive. If, you know, it's, let's face it, it's a competitive field. Yeah. You're trying to top one another, you know, you can't just be on the bottom. So you just have to have something to keep you sane.
Amen. I super agree with you on that, Steph. In fact, for me, that 1 to 2 hours I spend in the gym every day, it's like my me time. I consider it sort of like meditation, a break from the everyday grind. So it's, that's also very precious for me personally, yung time na yun. Parang meditation talaga siya in a way for me.
Yes, agree. It doesn't have to be like yoga.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Meditation can be working out.
True.
At saka bro, minsan napapansin ko, we commit to social media for 1 hour a day. So, kaya naman talaga. Kasi imbis na mag-social media, we can do exercise naman. No?
Agree.
Time management lang talaga. And in fact, I think we spend more than 1 hour on social media. Especially ngayon.
Pa, Netflix nga, usually 2 hours, diba? Kung mag-binge watching.
Yeah, so, discipline lang talaga. You just really have to make working out part of our routine. Like we make taking a bath, taking a shower, or eating part of our routine. Parang ganun lang. Let's just make it part of our everyday activities talaga.
Kumbaga part ng autopilot natin, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, let's go to, ano naman, eto, I'm really interested in this. Veganism. When did you start? When did you start with veganism?
Para kinakabahan tayo.
I know it's a very it's an issue. Okay, what about veganism?
Well, when did I start?
I started being vegan. Actually, I have a date. I have an anniversary. Oh. August 25. Yeah, August 25, 2018. So that was about 4 years ago. So this is like my fourth year. But before that, I've been vegetarian since high school. So since like 2006, I've been vegetarian.
Wow.
For the benefit of those who don't know.
Can you tell the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Okay, good question. I hope all restaurants are listening also, because they have to know the difference. But shout out to all the restos I go to. So vegetarian mainly pertains to one's diet. So a vegetarian does not consume any meat, so including beef, pork, chicken, also seafood, or any living animal for that matter. But may still consume animal byproducts like eggs, milk, butter, cheese, any dairy product. On the other hand, veganism, for me at least, is more of a lifestyle. Of course, with regards to food, vegans do not eat any form of animal and anything that comes from animal. So again, that includes eggs, dairy products like milk, butter, and cheese, even honey. So I don't eat
honey.
Anything.
Even honey.
Yeah.
So
baka magtampo si Winnie the Pooh.
But it comes from bee. So actually it's a issue, it's a topic of debate because they say the honey doesn't really harm the bees. But I've read in a lot of articles that to get the honey, they have to substitute a sugar substance in the hive, so which is not really nutritious for the bees. So in effect, you're actually depleting their nutrition. So for me, I'd rather just not eat and, you know, be on the safe side. Yeah. So
I read pala yung veganism pala, it's not about diet pala, parang more of philosophy siya. Parang ganun yung nabasa ko, am I right?
Yeah,
so mga types siya ganun.
Yeah, well, for me as a vegan, I also refuse to buy or own any material made of leather, fur, wool, anything that comes from animals. And well, since you're also someone who cares much about animals, so I also try to make a conscious effort to live a more sustainable lifestyle. So, because naturally you care about the environment if you also care about the animals. So, yun, less waste, less plastic, all those stuff.
So, it's kaya really a lifestyle. Yung
binili mong, kaya pala dati yung binili mong shampoo, no? Yung shampoo, ang tawag doon? Yung shampoo na...
You remember, it's a shampoo bar.
Yun, shampoo bar. Ang galing
na. Yes, because I try not to use or buy mga shampoos in bottles because, you know, it's just lots of waste.
Yeah, so Basically, veganism, it's like a stricter form of vegetarianism. Like super... Would you say it's...
If you can say it that way, yes. Because you're... And on one hand, people see it as you're restricting yourself from all these food products. But yeah, on the other hand, it's really a conscious decision.
Yeah. It's a philosophy. It's a lifestyle. And marami siyang benefits, no? Based on your experience, Steph, what are the benefits that it has given you?
Medically, number one, of course, is decreased risk of heart disease and stroke, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really selling this out. what else? So, also, I know people have issue with constipation. For me, never an issue. I have very good bowel movement. Sorry for the poop talk, but yeah, it's true.
Actually, I ask you about that, diba? Kung yung poops mo, okay.
Yes, I remember. That's why I mentioned it. So, yeah, I'm never constipated. And personally, I've never gotten sick since high school. Also, never got COVID. Knocked on wood. Never got COVID. Never got sick. I don't know. Maybe it's also in combination with working out, exercise. So, it really boosts your immune system. What else?
Konting segue lang, no? Kasi nabanggit dati ni Adrian, dati nag-try siya maging vegetarian.
Yeah,
tapos nabanggit niya, lagi siyang bloated, lagi siyang may flatus or utot. Ano?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that, Steph, because there was like a couple of months I tried. Hindi naman yun, because I ate fish, so pescetarian siguro ang tawag sa akin.
Yeah, but okay.
I consumed a lot of vegetables, more on vegetables talaga during that number of months. And issue ko talaga because, yun, lagi akong bloated and nagpa-flatulence talaga ako. Maybe it's with the digestion of the leaves, I'm not sure. But did you have that issue? Or baka my body was still adjusting to it? I didn't give myself enough time to adjust?
Yes, I think that's the most reasonable explanation for that. If it's your body adjusting and, you know, like, plants in general, we know that's made of cell wall, cellulose. Yeah. You can't really digest it. So
biochem.
Maybe, you know, our bacteria are, you know, overacting and, you know, releasing all those gases. But it's, for me, never was an issue, I guess, because I was vegetarian for the longest time. So my body is completely adjusted to it. And siguro, I know beans cause a lot of flatulence. Were you consuming a lot of beans?
Well,
I know for the protein, no? Because you're a bodybuilder.
Yeah. And, you know, beans really make your utot super, mabaho. But, yeah, that was an issue, definitely. So,
okay. Yeah, because I know someone also who was trying to go vegetarian and he was consuming so much beans for the protein. And for sure, you will have a lot of flatulence for that. So, but I don't think it would be an issue. The bloatedness would also be a result of, you know, all the gases in your digestive system. So I think it'll really just take time because your body's adjusting to a new kind of diet. But for me, I don't think it's anything of a harm or anything of a something to be worried about.
Pero when you were starting to become a vegetarian, ano bang mga na-experience mo sa katawan mo when you were adjusting?
That was so long ago, I don't remember. But I was happy. Because I was happy because I wasn't eating any animal. Well, at that time, I was still eating eggs, milk, dairy. But then, the funny thing is, it started because that was the time I took scuba diving classes or lessons. And then, after scuba diving, I saw all the fishes in the sea. And I couldn't eat them anymore. And then after that, yun, it followed na lang na even beef, pork, chicken, because they're all animals. So that's when it started. Funny story, but yeah, that's how I started. But I don't think I experienced any digestive issue.
Yeah. Maybe I just didn't give myself enough time to adjust, no. Na give up kagad ako.
Baka nabigla yung katawan mo, no.
Don't give up.
Another issue, sorry, which made it hard for me also during the transition, no, when I attempted, is that sa bahay namin, I mean, people are not they eat meat, no. So it's
yes, good. Good.
Diba mahirap 'yun when, for example, as a family, you have a meal, there's meat right in front of you. It's very tempting to eat meat when everybody's eating meat. Was that an issue for you also?
For me, it wasn't. Because for me, I like seeing meat makes me not want to eat. So I think it's different for people who love meat but are trying to shift to a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle. So if you have that, you know, that craving that you really like meat, you like the taste of it, for sure it will be difficult. But in my case, it's different, I guess, because it's more of I don't want to eat it because it's an animal, or it was an animal. So I never had that craving.
Yeah, so you were not a meat lover to begin with din, no? So it was easier for you, the transition.
Yes. But it was also very difficult at first because my whole household was a meat eater. Yeah. So I was the only one. I was the only vegetarian and vegan then. But then at some point, I think my family got inspired or influenced by my diet. So at some point, they started being vegetarian. And then now my sister is actually vegan, completely vegan. So at least we have two in the family.
Yun ang gusto ko kay Steph, no? Hindi siya yung pushy type na vegan. Yung, ito, kainin mo to. Para ano siya, yung pinapakita lang niya yung benefits, tapos stop na siya. Tapos pag na-realize mo, tsaka maiisip na, okay pala yung vegan. Kasi yung, di ba usually pag may mga vegan, wag mong kainin yan, ganyan. Yung mga pushy type of person.
Yeah. To each his own naman.
Yeah, not the activist. Yes. Like I respect everyone's decision. Like we were born not being vegan, not knowing the true benefit or the true disadvantage. And for me, you know, parang you just have to respect everyone's decision or everyone's practice. Like religion, you can't push one religion on another person because you think it's wrong or you think it's right. So for me, you know, I just want to be vegan, so I hope everyone respects it as well.
Speaking of not being born vegan, meron bang problem na in the long run kapag vegan ka? Kasi diba usually yung evolution natin, I mean yung nung panahon, ang mga tao talaga carnivore. I mean wala Wait. Talaga sa...
Lalim naman yan, bro. Yeah, but...
Hindi ko alam yeah, wala in the long run.
It's okay. We can discuss actually. I've read a lot of those things also because, you know, parang you get worried because it's also your health that we're talking about. So It's still an issue up to now if like us as human beings were born carnivores, because like anatomically speaking, if you look at our teeth, mostly we have molars, which is for grinding, chewing, right? Same with herbivores. And we have very, very tiny incisors. Yes, very, very tiny. I don't think you can even cut out fresh meat from our teeth. Or if you can, I don't know.
Good point.
But yeah, so it's
try ko mamaya.
So anatomically, we are more herbivores than carnivores. Parang yun yung ano dun.
Yes, I believe so. Or if ever omnivores, but you know, more siguro fish. I'm sure like our previous evolutionary beings work with fish. So I think the carnivorous part only came in because the agriculture or the plants were in shortage. So that's siguro when the carnivores would, or the human beings would start resorting to animals as food. But yeah, evolutionary speaking, I think we're more of a herbivore or an omnivore.
Another
I'll
question.
Search that article, Chifu.
Another question regarding this, like, if you go on a plant-based diet, can you take all, sorry, I'm medyo ignorant ako dito, no? Can you take all the nutrients that you need, or would you have to take supplements for some other minerals or nutrients which you might not be able to get from plants alone?
Yes, that's a very good question, because, you know, if you're getting into a certain diet, you have to know the risks and of course the benefits. So for plant-based diet, actually everything is almost complete. The only vitamin that lacks in a plant-based diet is vitamin B12 or cobalamin. So this is, they say, or this vitamin is found in animals, but there are many supplements naman. So that's one thing that should be also be considered if you go on a plant-based diet.
Okay. So you'd have to take B12.
Yes, I actually take B12. But there's also a lot of B12 fortified food products now. Even bread, there's like B12 fortified bread. Yeah.
Okay.
So yung bread pala pwede sa vegan.
Yes, there are a lot of breads that don't have milk or egg products in them, like sourdough. Yeah, super favorite ko sourdough. So sourdough, ciabatta, focaccia, like there are a lot of breads actually.
Another issue. Sorry, ang dami kong issue. Because as I have said, no, I tried kasi, I attempted. So I know the issues na which comes with it. Another issue I had was preparation and the variety. In my province in Dumaguete, there's about 2 to 3 vegan restaurants. So doon nakita ko na there's really a variety, like a myriad ways to prepare veggies or plant-based food na masarap talaga, bro. Masarap, parang sometimes it's like eating meat talaga. May mga dishes sila na parang kumakain lang din ako ng meat. Pero plant-based siya. Well, anyways.
Yun ba yung bodhi ba tawag doon? Bodhi?
I'm not sure. I'm not.
That's actually one of the vegetarian places. They also use plant-based alternative. It's actually good. But I don't know if it's available now. I heard parang wala na sila. Pero there was still vegetarian option before. But it's nice that there are vegan restaurants in Dumaguete.
Yeah. Kasi marami ding health buff doon eh. So, kaya maraming ganong places. Anyways, my question is, when it comes to food preparation sa bahay, how do you maintain yung variety nung, like, do you cook your own food or do you order from some place na nagsiserve ng different types of,
And how much time do you need per day to prepare, diba? Especially med students, bro.
Yeah,
good question. So, I actually like making my own food. So, it's also a plus for me. Siguro back in med school, if I had the time, I'd meal prep. So meal prep also saves you a lot of money. You don't have to keep ordering out. So I usually just prepare stuff that can last a week or so, like siguro like a vegan sort of fried rice or salad, or I super love noodles, so bok noodles with sauce, super easy to make. You just have to boil the noodles and like add fresh cucumbers, fresh carrots, all the stuff. And what else? I also love making hummus. So if you know hummus, it's like, you know, just you can put it on anything. You can put it on bread, you can make it a dip. It's very
parang sa, parang sa Persian ata yan, no? Sa mga Persian.
Yeah, aspects. Parang Middle Eastern yan.
Yeah, Middle Eastern. But I super love hummus. And then, well, for me, I'm very low maintenance naman. So if there's bread, I just grab any, like, any mushroom. I mean, low maintenance ang mushroom. Pero I love mushrooms also. Pero yeah. So like anything I can just put together that's available in my fridge or that's available in the market, I do so. And salad is always the easiest to make. It's everything fresh. You don't even have to cook it. So you just need a good dressing and that's it. You already have a meal. But when I'm busy, especially during residency, I didn't have time to cook or prepare. I'd have my go-to places to order from. So, and since it's in St. Luke's, the nearest is along Tomas or in Mother Ignacia. My favorite places are the Vegetarian Kitchen. There's also what I've found, it's like a diet delivery service who caters to vegans. So they're purely vegan. So, I forgot the name. Oh, I think Good Food Vegetarian, something like that. Yeah. So for them, they're super cheap meals. Like it can go as low as 100 to 150 per meal. So it's a good budget friendly meal. Yeah. And so
we can put the link below, no? Kahit hindi sponsored.
Yeah.
Parang may idea.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So you know where to start. Because if you don't like cooking, then you can try out these places and see how it goes for you. You know, it's something to try out at least.
Pero yung 100 pesos, medyo busog na ba? Or parang merienda ba yun?
You know what? Well, I guess it's also relative. For me, I don't eat that much. So, 100, that 100 meal for me is already like busog na ako. Yeah. It also comes with rice. So, for those who love rice. So, yeah. You can choose brown rice, white rice.
Okay, bukas
it's really
duty
good.
Ako. Na-try ko bukas.
Yeah, try it out.
Okay, so let's wrap this up, no? Can you just like sort of give us a list of the benefits aside from the obvious health benefits, Steph, that veganism and maintaining an active lifestyle give us doctors? Aside from the health, obvious naman yun. What other benefits can it give us that will help us become better doctors?
Wow, okay. Closing remarks. This is a hard thing to say. But okay,
like,
so
personally,
for me,
personal benefits that is given you.
Actually, I like what you said, Adrian, during the introduction where we are doctors and as doctors we promote health. And so these two things are very important to me, a proper diet and exercise. Because these are the two things we advise our patients, especially for those, you know, with acquired diseases. We advise them lifestyle modification, which is proper diet and exercise. So, you know, for me as a doctor, you have to practice what you preach. And for me, prevention is also key. So we can't just keep prescribing medication over medication. And we have to be ambassadors of what it really means to have good health. So that again boils down to our lifestyle, and for me, it's been quite of a journey, I guess. Being vegan, I found out a lot of things, a lot of ways to be creative with my food, and a lot of things to stand up for as well. Because I'm not only doing this for my diet, but I'm also doing this because I love animals and I love the environment, and I want us to live longer and have a more sustainable future. And, you know, I can't just keep on consuming things, not minding of what it does or impacts the earth, how it impacts the earth and how it impacts other people around us. Not just as humans, also as, you know, different species living on this earth. So, yeah, I guess it's also something to live by and also for others to try out.
Wow, very well said, no? Diba, if the patient knows that you practice what you preach, diba, usually, nagkakaroon sila ng trust sa atin, diba?
Yeah, and mas nagiging compliant sila sa advice natin.
Ma-compliant sila.
Yeah, you have to be living examples of what you prescribe your patients.
Exactly. And I really admire yung lifestyle ni Steph, no? How she made veganism not just a diet, pero parang a way of life, a philosophy. Yung benefits niya, hindi lang personal. Parang, since it's a way of life, yeah. Din. Yeah, it also impacts the environment and, you know, may social impact din siya. And aside from that, yes. I like what Steph said na prevention is key. We have to, you know, walk the talk talaga. Kasi it's very important, no? Personal experience lang, di ba? I've told you, bro Sibs, na I found out that I was hypertensive at this age. No, my blood pressure was always above 130 for the past 2 years. And that's why I really focus on diet and exercise. And without meds, napababa ko yung blood pressure ko. So
conscious effort, bro. I like what you said, bro, no, yung preventive medicine, no. Preventive health, no. Naalala mo ba, bro, dati nung med tayo, merong lecture about exercise is medicine.
Yeah.
Kasi ngayon, bro, parang napapansin mo yung ngayon, yung modern day medicine, parang naka-focus sa pagbigay
pharma
ng gamot, treatment, surgery. Mm-hmm. Pero ang pinaka-root talaga, yun ang dapat i-address natin eh. Starting with diet
and exercise.
Lifestyle, yeah, and exercise. So, yung lesson na pwede natin makuha kay Steph ngayon na wala, parang zero pa lang yung disease natin. Take action agad tayo.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Yes.
Doing exercise and, you know, having a healthy diet, it's really challenging, no? Kasi hindi siya convenient. But then again, I think yung as human nature naman that we people, we like a challenge and, you know, the challenge will motivate us, push us forward. So, yeah, it's challenging, pero kailangan eh. Kailangan. So, I think we should make an effort talaga to make diet and exercise a part of our lives.
Yes, bro, no? So, ang tagal na nag-uusap pala, no? 40 minutes na ba tayo?
But super high yield nung usapan. And
yeah,
thank
super
you, Steph,
high yield, yeah.
Daming insights and knowledge that we gained.
Yeah, so, yeah, mami-miss ko na yung pagkain ng burger and steak.
Meron so, naman vegan burger.
Oh, wow. Andun ba yan sa, yung restaurant na ilalagay natin sa link?
Yes, they have vegan burger. Try it.
Nice. Anyway, bro, do you have, yung top 3 or top 2 learning points for this episode? If you have.
Okay, top 3 learning points. Actually, nabanggit ko na kanina, no, from Steph. Number 1, prevention is key. Diba? Before the onset of disease, dapat i-prevent na natin to. I think that should be our primary advice sa mga patients natin. Before pa kailangan natin magbigay ng gamot, dapat i-prevent na natin yung onset ng disease. And I think we can address that through a healthy diet and exercise. Number 2,
amen.
Practice what you preach. Walk the talk. Lagi tayong nagbibigay ng advice sa patients natin every day, tapos tayo mismo hindi natin kayang i-maintain yung healthy lifestyle. So, medyo hypocritical yun, no? So, I think we really have to walk the talk.
Alright. Ako naman, bro, isa lang yung lesson learned ko ngayon, eh. Siguro, ang natutunan ko, we are what we eat. Diba? Sabi ni Steph, no?
Nice.
Parang philosophical yung veganism. Kasi, diba, we only live once, bro, no? Kasi, pag nagkasakit tayo, sabihin, ay, dapat naging vegan na lang pala ako para naiwasan tong, di ba? So, starting very early, isipin nyo na we are what we eat. What we eat will impact our lives, our health, etc. So
agree, super agree.
So super thankful tayo kay Steph na diniscuss niyo yung perspective niya.
And thank you very much for enlightening us. Medyo like ang dami kong questions no with regards to veganism especially.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for enlightening us. And our
pwede pa rin pala mag-burger, bro, no? Kahit vegan, meron pa lang vegan.
Pwede.
As I have said, may mga vegan food na it just like eating meat. Swear, meron talaga.
Sana may lechong kwaling vegan, no?
Meron.
Oh, di ba? Meron pala.
Sige. Think so, of other things. Meron yan.
Anyways, hindi pala kailangan maging malungkot.
Any final message for our listeners, Steph, before we leave?
Final message. So, if you can try, you know, you don't have to fully be a vegan to care about animals and the environment. You can even just, you know, try Meatless Mondays. It's a thing that every Monday you'll just not eat anything meat or animal related. So, you know, it's the small things that actually make a huge impact if we all do it all together, if a lot of people do it. You know, it doesn't matter how small it is. You know, it's just a matter of trying. So, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Steph. So, pwede mo pala, Steph, i-plug yung spinning classes mo. Pwede mo ilagay yung link below.
Yes, if you want to try indoor cycling, do visit paragon.co. I'll give you the link so you could try it out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steph,
for the time. Super thank you talaga.
Thank you also. I enjoyed. Thank you guys.
Once again, this has been Adrian.
And this has been Mike. Catch us again next week for your refill prescription of
The Better Pill.